This podcast replay is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. For truck, motorcycle, and rideshare accidents, call Bobby Nunez, 305-444-4407. AccidentLawFirm.com.
I found it kind of ridiculous, okay, yesterday. They were reporting that Brian Flores is coming back for the 2020 season. First of all, where is that news? Second, where was his job in jeopardy? At what point was Brian Flores' job in jeopardy? Why is that a story? Why are reporters reporting something that stupid? That's ridiculous.
Is it just something to write?
Yeah, that's all it is. That's all. Let's fill the paper up. Let's get a note out on Twitter. I mean, whatever. I'm seeing these people write this, and it's like, that's not news. That was never news. And you're wasting your time. And you know what it is, right? It's to get a rise out of you guys. That's all, because it stirs it up. It's not sexy to talk about positive things going on with the Dolphins. You know, because it's easier to write that it's all hell breaking loose. Yesterday, I did a podcast with a couple friends of mine. Two of them are former NFL players and a broadcaster that drives the podcast. And we were talking about that, and I was telling him it's just easier to go with the tank and say that they're quitting and say that they're doing this and that and they're trying to manipulate this and that instead of just saying this is a complete rebuild. That's all it is. And there are bumps and you know, speed bumps and potholes along the way that you're going to have to deal with. So to me, it's one of those where I saw that story and I started to laugh because it's not news. Flipside Fishing on Yahoo on YouTube goes, use the force, big O. One guy, Alfred Garcia, says, I love those Yankees tears. I love Dave Martinez, the Joe Madden manager. There you go. And it's all about the money. They never have enough. Okay. Thank you all for chiming in there on YouTube. And so it's one of those where I look at it and, okay, let's write a story just to take up space in the paper. Let's put a stupid note on Twitter and let's just get fans riled up. I mean, really, that's exactly what's going on. That's all you're doing at this point. You're just getting people riled up because none of it is true. He was never in any kind of doubt. There was no way at any point that his job was ever in jeopardy. Remember, these guys have known, and I'm talking about Greer and Flores, they've known each other for over 15 years. So they both know each other, and they've both watched each other grow up in the business. Don't you think that Greer and Flores sat down when this all started and said, hey, look, this is the plan. We're going to tear this bitch all the way down. Okay? So I'm not going to give you everything you need to win. And he knows that. That's why he coaches the way he coaches the guys that he has. And that's why they've gotten better every single week with what he has. Now, I'm not saying he's perfect, but I kind of like what I see so far from Flores. If this is what I'm going to see from here on out, it's not about the losses. It's about the consistency and the way he handles most things, because you're never going to agree with a coach 100% because no one's ever going to be 100%. Not Bill Belichick, not Don Shula, not Chuck Knoll, not Landry, not Bill Walsh. I don't care what coach it is. You're going to make some mistakes because we're human beings, right?
Yeah.
There's no way.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I'm as, you know, flawed as it gets. I make hundreds of mistakes a day. So it's just one of those things that you're not going to agree with everything they do. But overall, I kind of like what I see from Flores already. Now, I'm not saying that he's the guy. Next year, I think I'll be able to find out by the end of next season, you know, what kind of coach you have here, and you'll figure things out because you'll get to see him for 2 years. And And here's the best part about it. You get to see him in the worst situations for the next 2 years. And if he can thrive and survive in those in that environment, then it should get better in years 3 and 4 and 5. And he should obviously look like an even better coach at that point in time.
Let me ask you a question, because some coaches are such perfectionists. They'll win 60 to whatever, and they're looking for the thing that's wrong. Do you like those type of coaches, that even when you have an almost perfect game, they're looking for that one thing that you need to correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because that's how your parents should be. That's how we all should be. You should not rest on any of your laurels. You should work harder the next day after you achieve something. That's how I believe things are. You don't just, we had a great day today. We had a great week. All right, let's coast because we can coast on what we did last week. No, man, try to better it next week. Try to better it next day. You know, if you're a salesperson and you sold $8,000 yesterday, well, then try to sell $8,500 or $9,000 the next day. That's all. Maybe you only sell 5 or 6, but you got to try to sell 9 or 10. That's what you got to do. I mean, that's the way it should be. And in sports, because you've got the media pumping you when you do well, you got to make sure you stay focused, because then you get caught up with everybody on Twitter saying you're great, and everybody on Instagram saying you're great, and everybody on Periscope saying you're great, and everybody on Facebook saying you're great, and then articles being written, and talking heads on television, and talking heads on radio, and then before you know it, your head doesn't even fit in the damn building. And then you're not working nearly as hard.
Especially in college football when you're dealing with those kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, to like eliminate them from the media.
Yeah.
To not let them buy it.
Right. No doubt. And you shouldn't worry about what you accomplished. Try to better what you accomplished the next day. You know, that's the way it should be. That's the way you should be driven. I don't care what you do. I don't care if you wash windows. I don't care if you pick up the garbage. I don't care if you're teaching kids. I don't care if you're a policeman. I don't care if you're a football player. Doesn't matter to me. I don't care if you're a broadcaster. Work harder. That's all. That's what it's all about. And so I love coaches that push. I love coaches that are perfectionists, because they don't allow their players to rest and say, oh, well, we're good. Pat Riley's not going to allow you, okay, to, I mean, everybody's praising, you know, great example right now. Everybody's loving Tyler Hero. Then when you ask Spo, he's like, hey, he's all right. You know, he's got a lot to improve on defense. He's got a lot to improve here. He's got to improve there. He's got to improve there. Why? Because that's Spo's job, to keep him in reality. Yeah, 19-year-old, you're doing all right. You're doing all right, but you're not good enough yet. You got a lot more to improve, and that's the way it should be. If you're Michael Jordan, you're always trying to improve. If you're LeBron James, you're always trying to improve. It's the way it should be. So, no, I love it when
the guy that I think of as the extremist right now would be like Nick Saban.
Yeah. Because
that guy never.
Right.
Never looks happy. Never has anything positive to say.
Right.
It's all negative. Belichick is kind of that mold.
Right.
There's never, hey.
I'm sure after you retire, after you leave, then he has all the praise in the world for you and the appreciation and all that stuff that you maybe were searching for, you probably get when it's all said and done, because now he doesn't have to push you anymore to produce, and now he can just be grateful for what you brought to the table.
Well, that's one of those things. Nobody in the building wears their rings.
Right.
It's always looking for
the next ring.
The next one. Exactly.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be.
Never rest on your laurels.
No.
You're always striving.
Hey, listen, you want a great example? The Cowboys. They're always resting on their laurels. Always. They have a little success, and they eat up the media, and Jerry Jones is this and that, and And look what happens. And they fall flat on their faces all the freaking time because they don't have somebody that's pushing them to excellence and saying, yeah, we did, we're 3-0. That means nothing. Have you noticed what we've done in the postseason? In fact, we rarely get there. So shut the hell up. We've accomplished nothing. But in Cowboy land, you go 3-0, and, oh, we're Super Bowl contenders already. We're already making plans for Miami. And there you go, lose 3 in a row.
Since the original Big Three left, Aikman, Smith, they've won 3 playoff games and lost 12. And Jerry Jones, that comment that he said, don't you see that ESPN has us on Monday night and on Friday night and they're talking about us and we're in the news?
And that's
it's
all
like,
he cares.
Dude, you're more worried about the tabloids than W's,
about.
Bro. And
that's
why
about.
Your team is where it's at. Tabloid and being in the talk doesn't win you playoff games and championships.
That's why they never get anywhere, and the Cowboys. So there is a team that doesn't get pushed, and then this is why they end up folding every single time like a cheap tent. And so it's I like those kind of coaches, and you see that from Flo.